Raging wildfires have forced more than 300,000 people out of their homes in California. And that's our first story this Wednesday on CNN 10. Thank you for watching. I'm Carl Azus. A woman from the town of Paradise, which is in Northern California, thought her life was over when her car was surrounded by flames. She called her husband, who told her to get out and run. She did, feeling around through the ash until she reached a fire engine. Firefighters pulled her inside, and a bulldozer came through and cleared a path for them to escape. This is one of the harrowing stories about the Camp Fire, the name of the blaze in Northern California. It is now the deadliest wildfire in the state's recorded history. It has killed 42 people and scorched 125,000 acres. That's bigger than the size of Atlanta, Georgia. 6,500 homes and 260 commercial buildings have been lost to the Camp Fire. A council member from the town of Paradise told the San Francisco Chronicle that 95% of his town is gone and the Camp Fire continues to burn. There are two other major fires still going in the state. The Hill Fire in Southern California has burned more than 4,500 acres, but as of last night, it was mostly contained, meaning surrounded and prevented from spreading. That isn't the case with the Woolsey Fire. It's also in Southern California and was only 35% contained yesterday. It has burned more than 96,000 acres and destroyed at least 435 buildings. And hurricane-force gusts of wind of at least 74 miles per hour or higher were whipping through the canyons. That only helps wildfires travel faster.